You can't handle the truth.
Talk about a cesspool of...
But again, the minor cynical part of me, they can... I wrote this last night. Mm. I said, I don't care what they say or what they do in the next couple of days. I'm not a fakeologist, but I know one. And I'm going to tell you as a marketing guy, a guy that loves that kind of shit, I guarantee there's no way they were surprised. They, if they were, I'll tell you what, if they were surprised by this, then somebody there should get fired.
No, I get it. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
One more thing before we go. We were joking yesterday about, well, we weren't joking about this part. We mentioned on the show yesterday that it was the 20th anniversary, April 5th, of Kurt Cobain's, you know, alleged death. And I can't remember what you or said it or I said it, like, oh, I bet you I'm a fakeologist, thinks this is a conspiracy. And true enough, he did. I was checking our Twitter feed and,
oh, really?
You know, he says, replying to at Humble Fred Radio, you're right. I doubt that Kurt Cobain is dead. Mm-hmm. And then he throws me to an article at fakeologist.com if you're interested to see why he puts Kurt Cobain's death in the same category as the moon hoax. Mm. Although, strangely
enough... Is he still alive, or you think somebody, or does he think What's-Her-Head did it, or what?
Kendall Jenner. He thinks Kendall Jenner.
Oh, right.
He also thinks Kurt Cobain is a woman and that Phil is a panda.
What about my father?
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, my father passed away. Like, what's the story? Like,
he's not.
Should I think that my dad's still like in?
He's playing in a Nirvana cover band.
Or Daddy's Elvis.
but there is weird. There one. The weird thing about the rock and roll history world is the rule of 27. Hmm. Do you know that? A bunch of like Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin. I mean, there's
Hendrix.
There's dozens. Mm-hmm. That have died at 27. I don't know why. Kurt Cobain was 27.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
There's a few more.
You know, maybe your dad died at 27, and that guy that was your dad
was transgender.
Yeah, was transgender.
But does anybody of any fame die without a story attached to it?
But, hey, I'm a fakeologist. He's your go-to for all this stuff. And good on everybody.
Say goodnight, Dick. Goodnight, Dick.